Peter Lucas-Jones with us. In the past month, we've seen News Hub announce the closure of its newsroom, followed by TVNZ axing Sunday and Fiego. The Māori Development Minister, Tama Pōtaka, told Whakaata Māori that the government had a responsibility to Te Reo Māori and Māori media sector, but our people need to think outside of the box when it comes to funding. And with us is Peter Lucas-Jones, who's part of Te Whakaruruho, which is the umbrella group for Māori Radio. He's also a Northland Regional Councillor, our friend, and for a long time, manager at Te Hiku Media in Kaitaia. Peter Lucas, kia ora anō, hoki mai rā.
Kia ora, Dale, o te rā, e mihi ana hau ki ngā kai whakarongo. Beautiful morning this morning.
It's always a beautiful morning when we're standing vertically, mate, so it's good to talk with you again. Right, well, what's up with Tama Pōtaka here? I've got to cut him some slack too. There might have been some misinterpretation of the intent of his kōrero, he o anō, under the circumstances where many businesses are being told to tighten the belt, and we've seen layoffs left, right and centre. It's an unnerving time for Māori media as well. We would hope that before talking of Māori media that Tama would have engaged significantly with those who are working in the sector. Do you think he has been around as many Māori media entities as he should before making comments, effectively saying, look, we've got to start looking at other ways of funding our operations?
Earlier this week, Hawaiki Rangi, the Indigenous Broadcasters Content Conference, was held in Tāmaki Makaurau. At that conference, Tama Pōtaka provided some very encouraging comments about what he believes was a very important role that Māori media play in language revitalisation. I found those comments very encouraging because it tells us that our role in media is quite different to those in mainstream media. It also reminds us that our job is also about ensuring the stories that we tell are not only told in Māori, but by Māori people and with a Māori perspective. I found those comments encouraging. In terms of his role as the Minister of Māori Broadcasting, Te Whakaruruho o Ngā Reo Irirangi Māori is keen to engage with the Minister and also describe how we work with people in our communities, enabling those voices from the community to tell stories. Our platform, as you know, Dale, has been around for more than 30 years, but we're also encountering challenges as we transition into the digital world. With that comes a need for increased funding. We're keen to learn from whoever how we might be able to commercialise or make money out of different aspects of the programming or content that we make. For example, Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika, the iwi station in Kaitaia, we have in the past made our programs, TV programs, but to be honest, we've made those at a loss. And when I say that is Ngā Parikārangaranga funded through Whakaata Māori, we used to get roughly about $5,000 for what is pretty much a half an hour program. When you're doing that sort of stuff, Dale, it's hardly a commercial exercise. It's a labour of love. And those sorts of programs are made in Te Reo o Te Kāinga. We find people from within our tribal groups, and they're more like profile pieces, oral history pieces, and stories that are about the landscape that is our traditional rohe. There have been other circumstances where we have made programs like the Marae Hakari Challenge. Every year we know that SBS plays those programs over in Australia, and I had the opportunity to speak with some of our Indigenous brothers and sisters that work for NITV in Australia. But to be fair, those sorts of return on investment are not huge amounts of money when we think about what we would get paid for those programs being played. So, look, I think that we need to have a look again, Dale, at the results of the Māori Media Review and look at what sort of changes can be enabled without legislative change.
Okay.
What sort of changes can be made attitudinally in places like Te Māngai Pāho, in places like Te Puni Kōkiri? What sort of unnecessary administrative requirements can iwi radio be relieved of? Now, that doesn't take the change of law. That takes a change of mind, and that's the conversation we want to have.
Tēnā koe, perhaps that a disservice reports came through, and often in a current affairs program, you gauge the media and get sort of the latest information and ask your guests of it, which is sort of what I did. But I think there might have been something lost in translation, because you say that Tama actually had some encouraging words for Māori media. The reports that came through suggested that he had said that it's the Māori media need to fund ourselves, which was the sort of tone of the kōrero that followed subsequently. There's been a retraction of that now, but I think he said his comments in Te Reo Māori, brother, and maybe in the translation some things were lost. Look, we'd all like to be self-funding. In an ideal world, that would be the case. But certainly, mainstream media has had government support for a long time. And as Willie mentioned yesterday, the major platforms, including ZB, you'll recall it, I certainly do, is 1ZB, a state-funded organisation through the NZBC of its day. So to expect Ngai Māori and our Irirangi Māori to be self-funding after 30 years is perhaps overly ambitious. In saying that, though, it's a goal that we all share, I suspect. None of us like putting our hand out for government money, and if it was an ideal world, we could make our operations run purely on commercial and sponsorship support, then we'd be doing that. But we're some way off that as yet, don't you think?
Absolutely. And let's not forget our role in the Māori language revitalisation world is because the language was beaten out of the mouths of our parents and our grandparents. Let's not forget that the government has a role and a responsibility to fund the revitalization of Te Reo Māori. And the government is not allowed to divorce itself from its commitments to treaty settlements. Now, when we remember Y11 and when we remember the establishment of iwi radio, we can't forget the attempt to sell state-owned broadcasting assets. And that whole history had a far-reaching consequence on the ability of Māori to broadcast in Te Reo Māori and contribute in that way to the revitalization of language in our homes.
Tēnā koe. Good catching up with you again, my friend. Thanks so much for sharing some time. Kia ora. E o kōrero e te atana I e ho Peter Lucas. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora. You're with Urban Māori Radio.